One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pass Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler. Guys, you know what we do here. We're getting right into it now, all right? We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. I'm very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Steph Tolev. Welcome back to the Honeydew.
I'm back. Do you know how many people still tell me that they come to see me because of this podcast?
Is that real?
Yes, I swear to God. There's like three podcasts that have happened from, and this is like a main one.
What did they love from your first episode? Go watch her first episode.
I mean, I probably should have listened to my first episode. So I don't repeat anything. Oopsies. No. I think it's because I was so open about like my bullying and stuff.
You were quite open.
I was maybe a little too open.
Well, before we get into how of an open book you are, promote your new special on Netflix. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I have a special called Filth Queen out on Netflix right now. Please watch it. Please tell your friends. Produced by All Things Comedy. Bill Burr has a cameo in it because you better believe I put old Billy Redbeard right in the beginning.
I love that he loves you.
I know. I just got a quote from him today for my press release, and I literally cried a little bit. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
That's nice.
So this is so sick, but whenever I get bullied online or made fun of or someone says I'm not funny, I literally in the back of my head go, Bill Burr finds me funny. I'm like,
so
I don't
Netflix.
Give a fuck.
So do a so lot of people.
So
go watch Filth Queen.
Go watch it. I filmed
Netflix
it in Boston
now. Okay.
At the Paradise Rock Club. I don't think any of their specials have been filmed there. It's a very iconic rock venue with like, you know, Blondie, Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith. Fucking everyone you think of, Alice in Chains fucking played there. My dad was like jizzing out because he's like, oh my God, I love all these Stone Hill Pilots. Like all his fucking favorites played there. So I felt really cool.
That's when they get proud of you, you know, it's personal for them.
It had
nothing
to do with me. Yeah. He was like,
the
finally,
thing I gave life to.
Finally, I can fucking relate to something you say. It was great. Very happy.
All right. Good for you. Yeah. Congrats. I love seeing you keep growing, girl.
I'm growing. I'm doing something.
So let's talk about. Wait.
So, okay.
Wait, hold on. Is that growing's not a...
No, I don't know.
You're not dropping a pregnancy bomb right now.
No, I don't know why I said that. Okay. I said that. I was like, I actually don't talk about it. I was going to say my labia. And I was like, because I honestly feel like it's getting so much longer. It's actually really upsetting me. I swear to God. No, I'm like, it's getting so long. It's like peeking out. And I showed my sister it because she's like,
peeking
I don't get
out of
it.
What?
Like, so say my vagina's like this.
Yeah.
My labia's like peeking in between.
Why is that a problem?
Well,
for
it's
you?
Getting so long, and I like it's like
you're saying this is a change in life.
It feels like it's longer.
Oh,
I don't think it's always
I
been
see.
This long.
You think
like it's
your
getting stretched out
growing.
Or something. Yes, my labia is growing, and I showed my sister it very recently, the day for my 40th birthday, and I showed it to her. Never showed her my vagina. That's a very bizarre thing to do. And
wait,
she,
how do you ask?
I was explaining that it's long and peaking. She goes, "I don't get peaking." I go, "Do you want to see it?" She goes, okay.
In person. Okay, all right.
So
we're not on FaceTime.
This is in Toronto, day before my fucking 40th birthday. 39 years old in Toronto. This just happened back in March. I pulled down my pants quickly. It wasn't a long stare. It's bizarre to let your sister look at your pussy in general. So I gave a little quick peek. My sister, who's my best friend in the fucking world, looks at my vagina and goes, ew, what the heck?
What the heck?
And I'm like, excuse me? She goes, sorry, it was alarming. What do you mean alarming, bitch? What did you think? I said peaking. There wasn't two googly eyes on it. What do you mean alarming? I was so pissed. And then I got so self-conscious. So I started looking at like labiaplasty. Really looking at it. Like I found this website. I contacted a doctor because my friend had it done. My friend, I won't say her name, but she's a porn star, and she got stabbed in the vagina. Years ago in Vancouver.
With an actual knife, with a knife. You're talking about. She was attacked.
By this fucking like club owner, this like ghetto club owner. Oh yeah, fully, you should have heard of the podcast. Fully stabbed her. Actually, she'd be great. Fully stabbed her. I'll go get her. See you later. Fully stabbed her up. So she had a full reconstructive. So she sent me her guy. So they emailed me. They're like, we'll do a free.
Have you seen it since?
I have seen it.
And it's?
It's like, yeah, it's totally different now. She had like an Audi. Now she's got an Innie.
Wow. I mean, can I, like...
I don't think men care.
I don't want to get into your personal business, even though you're totally putting it out there. And it's not what I'm going to ask. Don't you just care?
Clown scarf?
Like a Batman cape. Yeah.
I grab myself. The next shot is me behind me. You're like, what? It's my eyes peeking over it.
I'm just high behind my pussy.
Yeah. I mean, I would have.
Don't you only care if you and your man care? I was going to say here. That's what I mean.
And I also think he doesn't care. I don't think men really care.
God, we don't give a shit.
But I'm like, also, I think it would feel weird. And I looked into the surgery. It's very intensive. They snip and toss, I guess. I'm not worried.
Back in the day when I wrote on jobs, production jobs and stuff, I worked on Dr. 90210. You ever hear that show on E? And it was all this kind of surgeries and stuff. I saw it. They burn and cut and everything down there And they even can do it for, they did one episode with a guy who felt his scrotum was too large and they took excess scrotum off and laid it on.
Was it long though?
Huh?
Was it long?
It didn't look long. It just looked like big balls. You know what I mean? And the guy's like, well, we could take the excess skin. But here's the thing about the skin. Like when we're cold, our balls go up inside our body.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we're hot, they chilling down there in the hammock. You know what I mean?
You need the skin.
I understand why you wouldn't.
Because it's like, what do I need that for? I don't need extra pussy. It's not like... When I'm cold or hot, it's still the exact same.
This episode's getting monetized.
Oh, sorry.
They'll at least see the beginning of your promotion.
I don't think, if you want to get monetized, don't put me on your podcast. I'll tell you what, my pod ain't getting monetized. There's no monetization when I'm on anything.
Okay.
Anyways, however, I looked at a lot of before and after photos, felt much better about my vagina. And then I realized, I'm like, it's like a 3.5 month, you can't move, you can't fucking fly, you can't exercise. And I'm like, what, I'm now going to be fat with a tight pussy? Yeah. What the hell? I think I'd rather be in shape.
There's no market for
that. I can't win. I'm either fat or tight. There's no market for that. You know what? My boyfriend didn't say anything. If he did, I think I'd be like, fuck you. I'd be more annoyed.
Thank you.
I've never had a guy complain. Who knows? Maybe that's why I was when I
we
stand. They're like,
care.
God, that labia was long.
No.
I don't know. I don't. No
guy
you know what?
Cares. The fact that a woman is letting us enter their body, if you're going to be super fucking picky about, I'm not talking about hygiene or any of that. I'm talking about anatomy.
Okay.
If you're going to be a dick about that, fuck off.
Well, speaking of being a dick about anatomy, this thing right here, the internet is so fucking mad about my nose.
Why?
I don't know. Men? ask the fucking men in the internet.
What started it? Can you think back to a post or anything where like, what the fuck's going on all of a sudden?
Yes. Literally, when I did Bill Burr's Friends Who Kill, that so many people commented on my nose, like, why is it so big? Batman, I look like the Penguin from Batman, which if you are following Netflix, that's the first joke I made about myself, so you're hack if you say it again. It's like, at this point, I have to address it. It has gotten to a point, there's a video that went crazy viral on, I think it's like 3 million views on Facebook. I can send you guys the link. And I was like, what the hell? This is a video of me saying I have a boyfriend. And I'm like, he's a classically trained pianist. I can prove it. And Jefferson was in the room. Mm-hmm. So I called him up on stage at the improv and he starts playing the piano. And I'm like, why is this going viral? All the comments are about how big my nose is, how gross my nose is, how it's prosthetic. This huge argument about being a prosthetic. I'm like, you think I have a box of noses that I'm lugging? You think I'm lugging merch and a suitcase of prosthetic schnozzes to fucking Albuquerque? What are you talking about? Like, it's so crazy. But every fucking, so every morning I wake up and there's a condom on my nose. Like every, about my appearance, men are just so angry at me and how I look. It's so strange.
I think you could have stopped it at me and how I look. Dudes are internet dudes.
I know it's everybody.
What is
it
that triggers them about you?
I think it's because I'm so outspoken and I'm so confident. And a lot of times I make fun of men. So they're like getting pissed off at me. It's their way of getting back at me. But there's one comment where I just did Jordan Jensen's podcast and I fucking love Jordan. It was so fucking fun.
She's great.
So me and her talking and one of the comments just said, Jordan's hot. And I liked it. Cause I'm like, I think Jordan's hot. Great. And then a comment underneath this fucking guy, he wrote, anyone besides Steph Tolev is hot. And I just started bawling. Like I was reading it and I was like, I'm like, and I come out, Jefferson's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm like, it, for some reason, that's the one that fucking sent me. And I look at this guy's photo, probably 200, 300 pounds, like so ugly, hideous. You're disgusting if you're listening. He probably hate watching me. Also, he was fucking following me. So he's probably gonna watch
that's
this.
That's the weird thing, to hate you. Porn stuff.
Fuck off, man. Yeah. So I remember I commented something back being like, this is so hateful for no reason. Like, congrats, man. You won. You made me feel like shit. Like, I don't know what you want from me. And then I erased it because I was embarrassed. And then this morning I woke up and there's a comment how I'm so ugly. Every single day. And it's like, I'm not looking for them. You know, when you open your Instagram, they're just like alerts. It's like, I don't know. Obviously women get this more than men, whatever. But I'm like, I don't know why. It's just every fucking minute of every day. It gets to the point. That's why I was like looking at no jobs. Cause I'm like, dude, is it that bad? And I'm like, and then someone's like, it's growing. Russell Peters told me it keeps growing. And I'm like, in my head now that my fucking nose is going to be like out to here in like fucking 5 years. But I'm like, I'm not going to get a nose job. I'm not going to do the Jennifer Grey thing from
Dirty Dancing. She's unrecognizable.
And no one even knows who she is anymore. Nothing happened after that. Her nose wasn't that fucking big. Anyways, it's just very frustrating that it's like, I'm trying to just because I put myself out there doesn't mean you can comment on my fucking appearance. Like it's bizarre. Also, then don't fucking watch my shit. If I'm so ugly to you, don't look at me. I don't know. It's such a bizarre thing to be like obsessed with like staring at me.
No one's forcing that onto your phone.
Also, my boyfriend's so fucking hot. Suck my ass.
That's the thing.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. I have a hot boyfriend. He loves it. He loves me.
That's all you
think. I'm hot. Don't care what you think. But it's like, it's just so repetitive that it gets to the point where you're like, because in my head, I'm like, whatever. They're jealous. Whatever I want to say.
Listen, I can empathize with waking up and seeing hate all day long. Like, that would suck.
It's abuse. Bad. And then then I get to the point where I'm like, am I ugly? I'm like, I'm not walking around. And also, it's like, it's not like I'm doing comedy where I'm on stage like, it's so hard being a hot girl. What am I, Jeff Dye on his Instagram being like, it's so hard being hot. No, I'm a fucking normal woman being like, I don't ever say I'm a hot. I'm like, my pussy's huge. I'm already saying these things. And the men are like, yeah, I'm like, well, what are you talking about? I've never like been that comic that's like, I'm sexy, sex sells. I'm like, buddy, if sex sells, I'm doing it wrong. I'm wearing jumpsuits and I got a fucking mullet. I don't know what to tell you. I've done the whole thing wrong. Nothing's working here. Nobody wants to fuck me. And that was part of my thing. I'm like, I don't want to be that kind of comic.
No, because if I was what hot, you're I probably putting would. Out there, that's real. It becomes you.
Yeah.
If you put it out there, that's what you are.
Yes. It's just very, it's very...
Well, look,
it's
here.
It's too many.
If you want to cut this out, we can. But I've known you for a while now, and I know that just being bullied and stuff, you know, which I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that clip you've posted?
Yes. Okay, we'll come back to that. Yeah.
But when you did the Epic special where we met, and then late, are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, and I was so fat.
I didn't see you for a few months or whatever. I see you in a green room. I want to say it might have been West Side.
Yes, I think it was.
And you're like, I got something Kybella. Done here. What's it called?
Kybella. So I got it done in my double chin. Because the angle, I looked so bad on that fucking whole special. I'm like, nobody watch that, please. Just watch me on Netflix. I lost 30 pounds for the special.
Hell not yeah. Not a rose epic. Good for
exercise
you.
And not eating. I'm starving. My double chin was so bad. Because photos are always taken from underneath, especially for women. I'm like, nobody, even men, nobody wants a photo under here or video camera under there. So I got this thing, it's injections into your double chin. It's like an acid and it burns away the fat.
Mm-mm.
And I don't regret it and I would do it again. I tried doing it to my stomach, but it didn't work as well.
Can I ask you, have you done a side-by-side photo comparison? Did it work enough for you?
100%.
And it doesn't come back, like obviously if we eat,
they
we gain
said
weight.
The way Kybella works, I'm no doctor, but they said that it injects this like literally acid. Mm-hmm. So it goes into your chin and then it swells up. Like, you didn't see me after that because it was like during COVID and I started wearing a mask all the time. And then I was like covering it and then I was like icing it. It swells up. You look like a bullfrog.
Damn.
It like sways around and then the acid eats away your fat cells. So it's supposed to, when your fat now travels to other parts of your body. So I'm supposed to have like fat other places. But I will say if you're a woman, especially with a, or man, if I was a man, I just have a fucking beard. Who cares? Hide the chin. But if I was a woman, I am a woman. The long labia is not a penis. I'm confusing people now. Great. I got a new thing they're going to be pulling me about. Jesus Christ. Like,
I knew it.
I knew it. God damn it. It does work for small areas of fat. Mm. So because it's a small area, it targets it. And but it's not cheap. I spent like $5,000. Oh, I went 3 times. Oh, it's not. You can't do like 2 little injections. Oh, go, ow, it burns. It fucking burns. It's disgusting.
And it's a thing.
Yeah.
A procedure. You have to go yeah. for a few.
It's the least invasive though. If you want to do like, if you want like actual, like a chin tuck or like lipo, it's the least invasive. Otherwise it's like they cut from behind here, behind your ear and they open. I looked it all up because I was like, I hated it so much and they suck it out. But then I tried doing Kybella out of my stomach recently because I have like that gut that's just simply never going away. I'm like, I just have one. Most women do. It's not going anywhere. I had no kids. I don't know why it's there. It's there. I hate it. I don't want it there. So I tried doing it there and it didn't really work because it's too big of an area. And I spent like $3,000 and did nothing. I was like, well, that was a waste of money. Could have put that
so
in the nose. Shrunk that down. Okay.
Let's leave our nose and our pussy alone for
now. Yes, for
let's,
now. It's going to be hard.
Let's leave our nose and our pussy. Let's leave that to our partner, our man.
He
can play
it.
With your nose and your pussy. You stop fucking worrying about it.
I have to,
if something happens where you're like, okay, this needs to be addressed, then address it.
Yes.
But also, we're comedians. We're not fucking looked at for fitness and health and stuff, but we want to look nice and feel good, but make sure you're healthy. That's all.
Yeah, no, I am healthy. And here's the thing. I don't think I would work this hard if I didn't have to edit my own damn clips. Staring at myself all day long. I hate this. If I was just scrolling through the internet, I'd be like, oh, you look great. But I'm like, what the hell is that?
All day judging every frame.
And because I move so much, I'm like, oh, it's all like chin and my gut. And I'm always like hunched over. I'm like, yeah, no wonder guys are calling me a ghoul. I'm behaving as such. It's so annoying. Just staring at myself all day long. I don't even like looking in the mirror. I get ready and I leave the house. That's it.
So how does someone who's been bullied from, I know it goes back to a minimum high school, but were you bullied before that?
No,
or is that
just started in high school.
Okay, how does someone who's bullied in high school go about putting themselves in, you know, the spotlight, literally to be openly bullied by everyone, not just these people that you attend or go to school
with? I never thought of it. Well, when we started comedy, there was no fucking internet. There wasn't this whole way to get bullied. I think if I knew now, if I started stand up knowing this is exactly how it was going to be, I don't know if I would have done it. I don't know if I would have woken up every day to the constant fucking hate. Well, I started comedy where I was like, you see me live. You like me there. You come see me again live. That's what it was. I'm 306 years old. That's how we started.
Now
so I'm like,
now
it's like
a
whole different thing.
We open ourselves up to critiques on podcasts, on clips, on specials, on
everything. Every fucking thing we do, every crowd work clip I post, every little fucking, oh, women are funny. Oh, women are talking about fucking sex, which is like, that pisses me off so bad. Every fucking man talks about sex. Unless you're Brian Regan talking about cranberries, every fucking man talks about fucking sex. Go find a fucking clip. Every fucking man talks about sex. I'm so pissed by it. It's like, it's that one pisses me off. I'm like, you say I'm not funny, whatever. So hack, I don't care anymore. But being like, all we do is talk about sex. Yeah, I do personally. Of course, I'm a pervert. I don't give a shit's ass. Maria Bamford, I don't think she's ever even said a fuck in her life. Mm-hmm. Like, you're putting all of us in a group when it's
that's
like,
right.
Lori Kilmartin doesn't really talk about sex.
Love Lori. Love Maria.
Who does Lori do the podcast with? Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name right now. Dork Forest. Oh my God.
Are you talking about Jackie
Cation? Yeah, Cation. Oh, not dirty. Like, we're talking about these fucking people. These are not dirty comedians. Like, stop grouping us all in. I feel bad for them. I'm like, anyways, whatever. It's annoying. But speaking of, it sucks because what I wanted to talk about on this podcast is that I had a very, very, very bad relationship. But I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it. But I can say, women, trust your instincts when you're dating somebody. And you should always believe women. And you should 100% Google who you're dating. Because I broke up with him and then I got DMs from other women claiming horrendous shit he had done to them. So all this to say, I am friends with his ex-wife now, who did take him to court for something quite large. Anyways, and I've never felt more sick in my life. So I wanted to discuss this, but apparently men who are bad can just continually get away with things because that's just how the system works, I guess. But just make sure you really Google, because I was in a really bad place after that. I was in like a fucking, I was done. I was like, I don't know if you saw me then. I was like, I had just lost a bunch of weight then. This is the first time I lost like a bunch of weight in a long time. I was feeling so good on myself. So at a weird low point where I had been treated like shit by a bunch of men before that. And I finally like got to it. I think I talked to you how I was like almost raped last time I was here. And I was like just getting over. And there's all these other horrible guy things. And this like men treating me like dog shit out here. And I finally was like, here we go. Found somebody. And then it ended up being worse than any guy I had ever been with. And I was like, dear God, no. So I was at like my fucking lowest. And then I met Jefferson at a fucking show.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Prior to Jefferson, are all these men you're meeting through online?
Yeah.
So it is a fucking crazy shit show.
I have met a couple nice guys. I will say there's a couple guys that I met that I'm actually,
What are you doing on here?
I think when it first started, those people were like normal. I think now it's just like people are getting so desperate. They've been there for so long. And I think the way you get treated on the apps, you're constantly ghosted and like literally tossed away like you're fucking nothing. So then you do that to other people because you're so fucking used to being treated like that. It's this bad cycle. So I'm like, I can't believe when I met Jefferson, I was on the apps for women. I was like, I'm done with men. I don't trust them. I can't losing trust in a whole gender, which I didn't want to do this, but this person fucking sucked the soul out of my fucking life. And I was like, I will never trust a man again. I can't believe how I feel. Sold so much of my merch money. That pissed me off the most.
He stole?
Oh yeah. He would like sell my merch on the road. I remember people being like, in Vancouver, I thought I sold a bunch of stuff. And people were like, I give you cash. I'm like, cash? He'd be like, what cash? You're like 20 bucks. I'm like, whatever. I just, getting your trust taken away that much by somebody, it's very hard. It's very hard to get it back. And then I was like slowly like maybe thinking of dating women because I'm like, I can't do this. I can't fucking look at a man. And then I met Jefferson and it was so organic.
Wait, you really did consider dating women?
Yeah, I dated women before.
Okay, so, all right. Like, it wasn't a thing.
Years ago.
I hear you.
But I was always
like. But it wasn't something that was unfamiliar to you where you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to go the other way.
Well, I was going to force it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm attracted to women, but it's very specific women. It's not like all women I'm like seeing. I'm like when, you know, like a hot guy with, I'm like, it's a hot guy with a woman. It's like one out of like 500. I'm like, God, that woman's gorgeous. Like it's more like that. So I was ready to give up. I'm like, I'm done. Or not even like even date. I was like the idea of even trying to date somebody. I'm like, I don't fucking care. And then
I met Jefferson organically.
It was so organic.
That's the thing.
Unbelievable. Unreal. We met at a show. He saw me live. Liked what he saw live, which is unheard of. The amount of men that I would only have like, I had sex with like a couple, I don't want to say groupies, but like fans, which don't do that. Big mistake on that front. They are psycho. I slept with one guy in Florida. And
after a show.
And it was like, you know, I thought it was going to be one night stand. I was like, whatever, I'm never here. Ended up kind of like, you know, we talked a bit and then I was like, this is coming a little too much for me. I got to tone it down a bit here. And he's like, oh, send me, he got merch, but it didn't fit him. So I'm like, oh, I'll send you the right size. So I sent it from the Comedy Store address. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He receives it. He goes, what the fuck? Comedy Store address? You don't trust me? You can't send it from your home address? And I was like, and my heart like fucking dropped. I was like, oh, this is fucking weird. That's a weird thing to say. And I'm like, this is done. And he's like, I was going to move for you. I'm like, move for me. Don't move anywhere for me. We're not, move where? And
I was like, You put that labia on him.
He liked the labia too much.
You put that labia on him.
That freaked me out. I got like,
you can't bring your A game to something like that.
No, Steph. It was done. So I was like, I'll never ride to Florida. Florida and me are finito. I hate Florida.
The whole state.
I'm done. I'm joking. The state of Florida. I will. People keep asking me to go back to Florida. I'm not going back to Florida. I hate Florida. Florida's out. But then I met Jefferson and I'm very happy. And it's such a nice learning curve to like, I just feel weird sometimes because I've never been happy in my relationship and in my career. Mm-hmm. This is the first time ever. And it's scaring the fuck out of me. Because I'm so used to like talking, like a lot of my fans who I got originally were me talking about how I was single and how men are shit and how I'm being treated like dog shit and like making fun of the apps and all that. And now I'm like, oh, I'm happy and I'm like wildly in love and I've never been with someone that I felt this close to or this connected to. Like I've never, whatever. Anyways, back to the bully thing. So hilarious that this is like a full circle. So last time I was on here, I told you all about my bully, how I was bullied in high school, all this stuff. So I do a show in Toronto, my hometown, my home club, comedy bar on the Danforth in Toronto. And I got this DM from one of the guys who was part of the bully group, but he never bullied me. I actually had a crush on him when I was younger.
Okay.
And then I ended up dating my best friend. Anyways, that's a side note. Did it hurt me? Yeah, sucked my little schnoz right off my head. So I get a DM from this guy's brother going, "We're in the front row. Come at us. Got VIP tickets. We can take it." Egging me on.
Bullies from back in the day.
So not the bullies. No, so this is confusing. So it's the bully's friend's brother.
Bully's friend's brother. Got it.
So I don't even really know the brother. I was like, I guess he's a fan. He's a fan. I couldn't know he was a fan.
But the friend you did like. You did like the bully's friend.
I did like the bully's friend.
This is his brother.
He was always nice to me. He never bullied me.
With you.
But he was in that friend group. So the brother, we're here. So I peek out and I see them. Two bald heads sitting in the front. I go, fuck, they're actually in the front. I go, okay, fine. So I come out. I'm kind of doing my crowd work. If you've seen my comedy, you know I'm going to ask you whatever the fuck if you're sitting in the front row. People sit in the front row to be asked these questions. They're ready to say shit to me. That's my whole thing. People literally DM me being like, my husband's in the front row. He's so ugly. Make fun of him. I get like crazy shit like that. I'm like, I'm going to deny it. He is ugly, but I'm not going to say anything. It's bizarre. So I'm like, okay. So I come out. I start kind of doing crowd work with them, whatever. And I see the one guy who I know. I go, you. I go, are you still friends with my high school bully? He goes, I am. I go, call him up. And he goes, well, I go, give him a call. So he takes his phone out, phones him, hands me the phone. So all this is filmed. So I'm like shaking. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm actually going to confront my fucking high school bully after 20 years of me holding on to this for no reason. A refresher, he did slap me across the face and tell me to take off my Halloween mask. It was really bad.
That's not just bullying.
No,
that's
physically assaulted. Yeah, he physically assaulted me. It was hell. And I would never forget it. And anyway, so I picked up the phone and I'm holding it to the mic. I go, hello. And he goes, if this isn't, and says that guy's name who handed me the phone. And I go, actually, no, it's not him. It's Steph Tolev. Remember me? And he goes, Steph Tolev, I remember. And I'm like, well, you know, you remember that you bullied me for so-and-so years. And he's like, no. I go, you did, man. And you fucking slapped me across the face, told me to take off my Halloween mask. That's why I've been holding on to this. And I'm like shaking. And he's like, I think you owe me an apology. And he's like, well, oh yeah, of course. I'm sorry. You could tell he was like nervous. And it's like, obviously he's going to apologize. He's not a fucking psychopath. I'm obviously in a live show. Everyone's cheering in the background. Like, you're obviously going to apologize. So whatever, he apologizes. I go, thank you, I need to hear that. Whatever, hang up, hand him back his phone. I post the clip. I cut the clip, I post the clip.
I've seen it.
Well, you've seen an edited version.
Oh.
Because I posted the clip where it said, if this is, and I kept the name of whose phone it was in it.
Let's call him Joe.
Joe. If this isn't Joe, that part was in there. I say the bully's full name.
Mm-hmm.
I post the clip. It's going more viral than any clip I've ever had in my life. By the time I opened my phone again, I was at like 50K in like 25 minutes. And I was like, wow. Whoa, that's crazy viral. That's next level. Joe's brother slides into my DMs. Take down the clip. You name my fucking brother, take it down. I go, but your brother's not the bully. Your brother handed me the phone. No one thinks your brother's a bully. Your brother helped me. He's not a bully. I said the bully's name. Did the bully say anything? Not a fucking peep. Not a fucking, the bully has not, still to this day, has not said a fucking word.
Okay.
He was laughing about it. He was telling all his friends. They were all sharing it around saying, this is me. Ha ha. No comment. The brother of Joe's fucking brother, who I'm fucking pissed off at, was like, take it down. I will get my lawyer involved. You're saying his name. I go, I didn't even fucking say his name. The bully said his fucking name. And why the fuck did you sit in the fucking front of my show? You egg me on. You fucking came. Come at me. And then I say, and then I do something and you're like, I'm going to get my lawyer involved. So then I had to call my fucking lawyer. And I'm like, I'm like, I'll go to court. You think I won't go to court? I've already been in the Canadian judicial system. I'll go back. I was arrested for assault. I'll go back. You think I won't?
Wait, it's bullshit. Got arrested.
Yeah, I was assault. I'll go back. I don't give a shit. It's nothing. They don't do anything. They're going to slap me on the wrist. They're going to go, sorry. I'm going to leave. I'll go fucking back. It was so annoying. I was like so stressed out. So I deleted the clip, reposted it, edited out the name. I guess I should have edited out the name. But I was like, in my head, I was like, this, no one's coming for him. He's like, everyone already saw it. People are messaging him. About what? He didn't do anything. He handed me the fucking phone. He's literally the hero in this situation. And I was like, I was not rude to him. Like, I shook his hand after. I'm like, nice to see you. Like, at no point was it like at all in a way where I was like, how is this construed like
so
this?
So of all three parties involved, Joe, Bully, Joe's brother, the only person who's complained or you've heard anything from is Joe's brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is bizarre. Especially like, from the two people who were directly involved.
Well, here's the thing. So there's a lot of detectives in Toronto. A lot of my high school friends don't have a lot going on. They can get on the internet. So they're thinking, because that last name was said, it's Joe's brother that may have some stuff flipping around out there and doesn't want it to come back to him.
So once you Google this one, you're going to get Joe's brother's information.
And there might be something.
And is there?
I didn't look.
Oh, the Toronto detectives?
Well, they may have looked. They may have found some like deep, I think he might be like he might be a police officer or something.
He might be. Uh-huh. I see.
So there's something in that realm, that's where it got fuzzy. And I was like, okay, I took it down. I re-edited it. He's like, thank you. And I'm like, I blocked him. I'm like, fuck you. You know, you're now no longer to see my shit. I don't want you coming to my shit. He's probably watching this. I don't give a shit's ass. Also, nobody was in harm here. I'm not slandering your brother's name in any way, shape, or form. Like, if anything, if the bully...
All I did.
If the bully had come at me, I'd be like, fair. I didn't say his full name. I just said the bully's first name. But because the first and last name were said from the bully, that's what made it a whole ordeal. This is very confusing. But it's,
all you did was be, well.
I was candid in the moment.
First, you got a request to engage.
Yes, I did.
You engage.
Yes, I did.
You bring up a story.
A very traumatic event.
Say, call him. You didn't force him. Anyone to call him. You didn't threaten to call him. That man dialed himself.
It immediately. Yeah. Handed it to me.
Hands it to you.
Like
you
take immediate. It.
All you do is respectfully ask for an apology from a man, or maybe he was a kid at the time. I don't know.
Yeah, he was in high school. Yeah.
Who slapped you
across the face
and humiliated you.
In front of my entire grade 9
class.
And
then you hand the phone back.
That's exactly what I did.
Done.
And now I'm getting the word lawyer tossed at me. And I'm like,
there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Let them waste all their money.
I was
on
like,
that.
Wait, I'm like, buddy, you think I won't go?
What we just did, this little narration right here, use that in court.
Literally.
There's your summary right there of what happened.
There's no what happened.
It weren't baited. You were requested to come at us. We can take it.
You can take it. You want it.
We can take it. We want it. It's not
also,
even.
Also, both of you, neither of them looked bad. Like, that's what I'm so confused by. I was like, you guys,
but you're right. There's something going on over
there's
there.
There's something going on for sure. Because I was like, whatever. I'm like, I'm done with this. And my lawyer was like, she's like, yeah, you would win. What am I going to go to court and go, this is what happened. I said nothing bad. I was slapped across the face. I never got over it. The end. But I was like, I'm not going to, I don't have time. If I had time, yeah, I'll fly back up to Toronto. Take me down to fucking Police Plaza.
Is that what they call
it? No, I don't. Isn't that from like Die Hard? Take me down to Police Plaza, strap me in some stirrups, put the old judge wig on me, take me to Judge Judy.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. But I was like, what? I'm like, all of that. And that really stressed me out. And then I was so upset. I was like, oh, then like.
Tell him, hey, you want to take me to court? We do it, but we do it with Judge Judy.
With Judge Judy?
Yeah. So it ain't going to be worth more, whatever. I think what is Judge Judy? $2,500?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. It's like, I think it's small claims, isn't it?
It probably is. I'm like, why the fuck? So that whole thing happened. That really stressed me out for no reason and pissed me off. And then now I'm like hesitant to post anything now. I'm like, because there's a clip I want to post, but like, because people are also couldn't even see their faces. Black silhouettes from the back. No facial, nothing at all.
Here's the thing I'm thinking these days. You know, when we shoot our specials, we have to put notices up that you're going to be filmed. Yeah. There's a filming. I think these days, every club should just have it up.
Yeah.
Because of the existence of cell phone cameras and everything and us wanting clips as much. I think it should be up in every club. And then you engaged. You're fully aware it's posted all over this place. You have no legal recourse.
No.
There's no slander. There's no any of that.
There's no slander. You helped me.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got the
apology I've been waiting for 20 fucking years.
Thank you, person who handed me the phone. Yeah. I have been waiting for that for 20 fucking years. Like, I wanted that. I felt so good. It's so funny because I remember I got off stage and my high school best friend Alexis was there and we were like, I can't fucking believe you did that. My sister was there and we were all like hugging and I was like, oh, I feel so fucking good. And then that feeling, I just came back to being like so pissed all over again. I'm like, what the hell is happening here? This is the one time that whole situation doesn't feel good about it. Now I'm like getting fucking threatened. This is absurd.
True Classic isn't just focused on great fit and feel. It's about empowering guys to show up with confidence and intention. Their gear looks good. It feels even better. And it's priced so men everywhere can feel their best without breaking the bank. I was pumped when True Classic reached out to sponsor us because I've been wearing True Classic t-shirts for a while now. All right, let me tell you what I love about True Classic. It's tailored where you want it. It's relaxed where you need it. And without that stiff, itchy feeling some materials have. Also, no tag. Tags printed in. I'm someone who likes my shirt to stay looking sharp no matter what I have planned for the day. With True Classic, I don't have to worry about my collar getting all stretched out and loose looking. I'll be honest, I dry everything. And I dry these. And they still look crisp. All right? And their selection is awesome. They sent a bunch of stuff. Check this out. They got jeans. It's a nice polo right here. Some nice soft sweats. Zip up back pocket. That's huge. Got some nice boxer briefs for you and a million other t-shirts. So ditch the disposable fast fashion. True Classic is built for comfort, built to last, and built to give back. You can grab them at Target, Costco, or head to trueclassic.com/honeydew and get hooked up today. Now, let's get back to the do. Well, what happened? You said you were never bullied really before high school. What happened? Was it a new crop of kids that when you came in or what?
Were there changes in your life? I became like outgoing. I used to be like a quiet little titmouse. And then in like grade 8, I like really came out of my shell and I was like psycho.
And why were they bullying you for that?
Just because I was like loud. And then guys, I guess as soon as I started talking, were like, hey, your nose is big. Get her. And then it was just, that's all it was. So starting with like grade 8 to like where I am now, I'm like, I thought it was going to end when I was 40 years fucking old. It's never going to end. I understand. I'm whatever. It's never going to end.
No.
And I'm like, it's so sick. So I lost, I did lose 30 pounds for my special.
You look great.
This is so sad, but this is why I'm like, I didn't want to look, and I've said this before and I'll say it again because it's so sick that I have to say this. I didn't want people online to call me fat, ugly, and big nose. I'm like, let's at least eliminate the fat. No, but I'm telling you.
Here's the other thing, though. You could have lost 50 pounds.
And they're still going to call me fat.
Someone's still going to call you fat.
I'm jacked, my special. I look fucking yoked. There's a shot of me from behind, and I'm like, my God. My biceps are like fucking popping, and I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, look out, Rogan. I'm fucking yoked up. It was very fucked up. But now I'm like, it's also hard. I'm trying to figure out a way to just, people are like, just don't read them. Ignore the comments. I am trying to, but it's actually Jefferson is really funny. This is at the moment I knew that I'm like, I'm marrying this man. We were doing a meet and greet in Rochester and I was in this long line of people, whatever. And I look over and he sells my merch for me. He used to work at a farmer's market growing up. This man slings my fucking merch. He is fucking throwing it off the shelf. He's like, what size you want? He's like rooting through them. He's doing 10 transactions at once. I'm like, this is the fucking best. So I look over and I see him talking to this guy and I'm like, what's going on? Big conversation. I just see him like, I can kind of see his like shoulders kind of going up. I'm like, what the hell is happening over there? So after the show, I'm like, what the fuck was that all about? He's like, nothing. I'm like, what was that all about? He's like, you don't want to know. It doesn't matter. 3 days. He's not telling me. I'm like, I'm not going to drop it. What the fuck was that? He's like, he was saying some rude things about you. I'm like, what'd he say? And he's like, try not to tell me. I'm like, Jefferson, just fucking tell me. Like, you didn't say it. Tell me. He's like, why the fuck is everybody lining up to see that beak? And I went, okay, actually, probably wish he didn't tell me. Dream wish of. I actually wish that one was kept inside. You know, you know what? Don't let me press you anymore. But he so rude. But then he go. It's so psychotic. Wow, I'm like, the beak really got you. And then he goes, he like whispered.
That you fucking were like, I didn't need to know that.
I did not need to know that.
Then you're like, oh, my man.
But then he goes,
I should have listened.
This is the one time I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm not always right. Maybe you are right more than I am. But he said, I'm like, what did you do? He's like, well, I told him he has 5 seconds to get out of my face or his family's going to find him in a ditch.
Hell yeah. Beaten to a pulp. Over there slinging merch.
And then he immediately, the guy like ran out. And I was like, well, this is why I love you, because mm-hmm. you would kill somebody for me. I was like, this is why, my sweet, precious angel. Yeah. But I was like, I try to you know, get off it, but it's not. It's never going to go away. I just have to accept it. I'm like, I know, because I see like people comment like Sarah Silverman, and I think she's so pretty. And I'm like, she is ugly fat. Oh. I'm like, okay, well, this is bizarre.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah. And they'll sit. It doesn't matter. All it you ladies, matter, yeah. Nikki, Whitney, I mean, I'm sure nonstop they're getting how ugly they
are. Yeah, and which is, buddy, we're putting in the work here.
Yeah, and then you look at the thumbnail of that fucking guy or whatever, and you're like, you're 600 fucking pounds. It's, you know, this is their life, though.
It's never, I've been trolled definitely by good-looking guys, but it's never, like the majority, I'd say 90% of the men that troll me are like obese and clearly alone. Or like the ones that are the worst, when dads troll me and their photos of them with two girls, and I'm like, are you?
You get that?
Oh, the other day, I literally just screenshot this guy. Maybe I still have it. I gotta stop doing it.
Are you putting them on blast?
I go, this you, and I zoom in on this guy. Okay, fuck, but it was nice. This guy comments, wow, look at that fucking nose. How could you look at anything else? And then I clicked on it, and then I went to his profile, and it's him, and his profile is him with two little girls. And I wanted to personally message him and be like, hey, man. This is so poor judgment. Like, you look stupid. Please don't teach your children to be like this. Please, God, don't. Like, go. Also, whenever I see a husband or like a father, I'm like, this time you're spending trolling me could be with your children.
That's right.
Well, the worst one I ever had, and I'd said it on something before.
That's right.
But it was Christmas morning. I'll never forget this. This man, Christmas morning, 9 a.m. I got on my Facebook, this ugly bitch, this ugly trans bitch or something. And I clicked on his thing and all his photos are his wife and him with the kids. I'm like, you're telling me your kids are opening presents Christmas morning. And you go, what's that, sweetie? Hold on a second. Just 1 second. You ugly fucking trans bitch. Oh yeah, Santa brought that one. Isn't that cute? Yeah, he ate the cookies. You fucking dumb whore. Like, how crazy
that was from
is
your
that?
Grandma.
Yeah, that's from Mima. Write her a letter. Tell her you said thank you. We love her. We'll see her later tonight. You fat slut. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Whenever they have kids, I'm like, I get the ones that are alone and like, you know, just sad and maybe want to do comedy, whatever the fuck they want to do. Those ones, I'm like, whatever. The second there's children involved, especially little girls, I'm like, please stop. Please. Because you're going to act like this and call. Like, and then if you're doing this, like this, well, how are you talking to your wife?
That's right.
How that's in front of exactly your kids?
Right. That's exactly right. And not only that, if someone did that to your daughter, are you going to be the type of father that defends her, or are you the one that's just like, well,
yeah,
that's
she's
the
a
way
fat
it
bitch.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
LOL. She's a fat whore. I told her to put the Doritos down. What are you talking
all
about?
The time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's why, like, luckily my dad was like crazy angry and angry as hell growing up. Like, he was always yelling, he was screaming, he's a psychopath. He's got an anger problem, but never was like, your mom's a bitch. Like, it was never that. He never like talked down to my mom.
They weren't together or they were?
Oh, they are together. Oh, they were. They're still, they still are.
Okay.
Shouldn't be, still are. But that he never like did that. I was around yelling all the time and him getting mad for no reason, but it was never like directed at like my mom being a dumb bitch or like stupid or like ugly, like nothing like that. So I'm like, thank God. I mean, thank God the yelling was one thing, but that would have been hell if it was that on top of it. So it's just, if you're listening, just find a better hobby. It's become a hobby for these people. And I was scared to go on Reddit because I was like, I post clips and then I like write some comments on Reddit and they're so nice. I was like, oh, because the problem is then it takes away from all these nice comments I get. It takes away from all this nice fucking like really sweet people who are relating to my comedy and thanking me for what I do. And then I'm like, those are the ones I want to sit in my head.
That's the thing. It's human nature to get 10,000. We love you, Steph. Mm-hmm. You're so funny, Steph. You're beautiful, Steph. one 350-pound fucking pool guy with nine followers is like, fucking nose sucks. And you're like,
you're like, God damn it.
That's what lives in there.
And especially on like Jordan's podcast, I was so like vulnerable telling these like horrible stories. And I was like,
the internet's a dick. I always say it. The internet's a dick and it's unforgiving. So for anyone like ourselves to come bare our souls.
We're exposing ourselves physically
mm-hmm. while we bare ourselves just for people just to be like, you guys fucking suck. I hate your laugh. I fucking hate your face.
It's like all the time. Psycho. Mm. Oh God. Well, I also don't want to think about it. I feel like all I do is talk about it, but I'm like, it's just so, it's just in my face all the time.
Can we shift gears? They're going to make fun of that joke right there in your face all the time. They're going to say your nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we shift gears back to the dating stuff without getting into what you can't get into?
Yeah.
But talk to me about that. Let's talk, educate people on this online dating stuff. So prior to this, you had never Googled someone before going on a date with them?
No. And this, the problem was this one also was in person. This wasn't online.
I only say that because one time, this is years ago. I don't even know if my daughter was born yet, but my buddy was on a site called Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Temecula. And his daughter was at her mom's. They're divorced. And he's putting this her Christmas gift together. It's just fucking Disney Princess Castle. It's like the size of this room. Yeah, it's massive. Yeah. And it's going in his house.
God.
He's like, will you come down? He's like newly divorced. I'm like, yeah. So I go down and we're putting this thing together. And I just, his laptop's on like the kitchen island. And I just keep hearing this ding. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, that's a request. I'm like, oh, wait, somebody's fishing over there right now? He's like, yeah. I go, how's this work? He goes, well, somebody just requested me. I go, well, go now. P.S. It is pouring rain outside. I mean, pouring rain outside. It's like Friday night, 10 o'clock. We're drinking and smoking, putting this fucking castle together. I go, go look. And he goes over and it's this lady. And he tells her, this is who I am right now. There are two men in the house. He's being upfront. Like, it's my friend from childhood. This is who we are. Whatever. So she disappears for a little bit. Then she's like, what if I grabbed a bottle of wine and came over and helped you guys put the castle together? And I'm like, this fucking bitch is crazy. Like, I would tell my daughter, don't you fucking dare go to a house where you're outnumbered.
No. Outnumbered is crazy.
Outnumbered's crazy, right? So she, and it's also pouring down rain. I mean, you should not be driving type rain.
Never met him in person before.
We were putting the castle together and heard a ding on the fucking computer.
The one ding. They haven't even been talking.
And that ding is, never. That ding is about to turn into a real person at the door. And I can't get over it. I don't online date. I've never even been on one site. You'll never see my name on any of these things. My daughter's mom checked me on, what was that big one? Ashley Madison.
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up actually being like dudes, catfishing dudes the whole time anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she went and looked. I go, why are you looking for my name on there? She's like, well, my friend looked for her husband and he was on there. I said,
I saw
him at the birthday party. I was like, you want Ashley Madison?
Yeah. Oh, you got caught. You got caught bad.
That's that a boy was a bad over one. Here. Yeah, no. Fuck. So I can't get, and I'm telling him, like, okay, also, like, first of all, this lady's safe. She doesn't know it, but she's safe coming here.
We're
the nicest people. We're not going to hurt you. If anything happens, we'll protect you. But she doesn't fucking know
you
that.
You don't know that.
She doesn't know that at all. So I can't. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
How long?
30 minutes.
She was ready to go. She was just on there waiting to be invited somewhere.
And I guess, I don't know about all of them, but I guess you can do, you know, in your area,
a certain amount of radius or whatever.
So knocks on the door and we're both looking at each other. I'm like, there's no way. This lady comes over and, you know.
Looks like her photos?
She looks just like her photos. Okay. Nice as can be. Pops a bottle of wine. I go, I got to ask you, like, you know this is psychotic, right? She's like, well, yes. But I have a friend who's a teacher, and I guess they have some kind of
teacher database.
Database they're allowed to look through for predators and all this shit. So she had him run my name and his name. She goes, you came up a lot on the internet. I started laughing. I'm like,
okay.
She's like, so you're popular enough that I figured if anything went down, we got you. And he's clear as a bell. And I go, yeah, you're safe here, but I just think you're I just want you to know.
We think you're fine.
We think you're fucking insane to come over. Yeah. And then that lady sat there, helped us build the castle. They went out a few times and nothing really clicked.
Okay,
but it was nice parting.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get over that.
See that? Steph, okay. That's
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But okay, the fact that she did put you guys through the thing, the amount of times I've gone over to people's
houses.
That's
what I was saying. She did screen before she came and she had more than Google.
Yes.
You're not going to find him on Google. You'll find me on Google, but you're not going to find him.
No.
You know what I mean? He could be lying that I'm there. You get over there. Where's your friend? Oh, he's upstairs or he ran to the store and got something real quick and I'm never there.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
You don't.
There could have been 10 guys there in that house ready to kill you.
You don't at night going alone like.
In
I
the
will
rain,
say,
you ain't getting that ladies, hard film stuff.
Ladies, you need to fucking meet somebody in person in a very public area.
Amen.
Like it's I look, I've done it before. I've gone over to someone's house before like that.
You have.
I have. I did. I remember one time in St. John, Newfoundland. I remember I met this. We were just. I was chatting. I remember what I was doing a festival out there, or just doing a club out there, and I remember. The booker, we're all at dinner. I'm like, I gotta go. I'm gonna go take a cab out to meet this guy. And they're like, what? And they're like, what are you talking about, Steph? That's like an hour away. I'm like, oh no, he's good looking. I got in this fucking car. This is the worst part. I get in this cab. This female's driving me. Never met this guy. I'm in the car.
How long have you been talking to him?
That day.
That day.
Mm-hmm. I get in the car. Cab. This is a cab. This is like not even Uber's out there. Back then. And I remember on the way there, this woman goes, I know this area. I know this house. You're not getting out. I'm not letting you out, lady. She's like, I'm not, I know this, one of his brothers, someone did something bad. I'm not letting you
after
out.
After an hour drive.
We get there. She's like, I'm not letting you out of the car. And I'm like, I'm getting out of the car. So I'm texting him.
This lady knows the neighborhood from an hour away, Steph.
And I go, she's not letting me out. So he comes out and then she's like, okay, it's not him. I think it's his brother. She goes, I'm going to wait here. She's like, I'm going to give you my phone number. If you need anything, I'll come back and pick you up. And I was like, okay. So I give her my car. She gave me her car and I was like, the fuck? And she's like, and then he was like, that lady's crazy. And I'm like, of course not. I'm like,
why do you know that?
Yeah,
lady?
Why do you know that?
A cab like, from an hour away? Why do you know that?
I don't
lady?
Know. And then we definitely hooked up. Pretty good. I don't want to lie to you. But then the next morning, he's like, I'll drive you back into the city. And we go outside and he's like, oh, watch your head. There's blood. And I'm like, what? And I open the door and he's got all these dead deer hanging.
No.
All
dripping
over,
and
dripping.
Shit.
Dripping. Like, oh, if, like, it looked like a fucking horror house. I was like, I look up, there's just eyes, like, oh, open tongues. And I was like, oh my God. We get in the car, and the whole back, he's like, you okay? I'm like, I'm good, yeah. And he's like, maybe we should hang out tonight too. I'm like, I think I'll be okay after that. It was so scary. It was the House of Horrors. And I was like, it was also the House of Horrors inside the night.
You just made me think of a story. I'll tell you what about a deer involved too. So a friend of mine back home, she calls me. This is, again, years ago. We're probably in college. She's like, oh my God, Ryan. I went out on a date last night with this guy. And this is the 90s. There's no fucking real date in sight. The internet's not even a thing yet. I go, what happened? She goes, went over to his house and Friday night. And he's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. We can just go to Blockbuster and get a movie. Remember? Big night. So they're out in the county and he's in a pickup truck. And he's got his rifle back, you know, in the truck on the window. Like back in the day, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
You could drive to school back in the day, our school, with your shotgun in there if you had permits and all. It wasn't a big deal then. So it's night and they're driving out of his like driveway out and there's fields as they're going. And all of a sudden, she said, he slams on his fucking brakes. He grabs the rifle. He puts it across her, out her window, fucking kills a deer. Okay. Listen, Blockbuster's over now. He goes and gets the deer. He drags the bloody deer up on the hood. He turns around, he takes it back up to the house, and now he's gonna gut it and everything. She's like, I think I'm gonna
go. I'm gonna go home. This guy would rather kill a deer and gut it than get some pussy. Jesus.
And shot
Christ.
Not out here. Put the room across her out her window and fire.
I would have that's fucked up. I would have freaked the fuck out. Just like there's like gunshot residue on her. Just seeing this man just like
casually. She's like, casually. What the fuck are you doing?
Was like, it like a first date?
Yeah. It was
oh
their first
my
date.
God.
Yeah. This was their first date. They were just gonna go chill at Blockbuster because his family was home and she felt safe going back to the house and stuff. And then he did that.
Jesus.
She's like, I think I'm just going to get out of here.
No one can be trusted. You simply, if you can, I know there's a thing where you can put someone's cell phone number in. Mm-hmm. There's an app. I wish I knew what it was, but you can put it, it's on the internet. You can put your number in and like a bunch of stuff will come up about them.
Yeah. So my, so my friend, the same guy who got divorced and was, we were putting the castle together. His wife was cheating on him and he knew it, but he couldn't get proof. So we got the proof we needed. I can tell you about that later, but we got the proof we needed legally. We got the proof we needed. And then he came to my place, and this is at the time I'm with my daughter's mom. This is probably, you know, 10 years ago. And he comes to stay with us for a couple nights just to get away from the madness.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I just wish I knew, like, who, I know his name, but who is he? And blah, blah, blah. And my ex goes, give me your credit card. Steph Tolev, in 5 minutes, she had this dude's name, work address, home number, cell number, his wife's name, number, address for $25. And I was like, you just got all that? And she's like, yep, here's where his wife lives. Here's where his wife works. Here's where he lives. Here's where he works. Well, he contacted his wife and she thanked him. They still keep in touch every now and then because these two married each other. And went on and left. She left her family. He left his.
They did. They married each other. Mm-hmm. They cheated and married.
Mm-hmm. And they met through a video game, an online video game. They cheated. They married. And I looked at my daughter's mother and I was like, I'm never cheating on you. Like, you just found all that out in 5 minutes. She's like, yeah, for $25. But that's the thing. That shit for a fee is out there for all of
yeah.
us.
You, oh, yeah.
All of us. It's so mm-hmm. much shit out there.
Some of it is also not a fee. It's called Google. And it's you can fucking find shit.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. If it's public, you can find it. Yeah. But if it's not, if they're a super creep, you got to be careful. But that's a really good idea is screening them before
Screening before you go anywhere. And I always FaceTime. I always made sure I FaceTime them before I met out.
Meet up like the like, a day before or yeah. the day of, you so you know to, what they
I
look like.
I immediately get their phone number and I'm like, you know, it's good to have the number because otherwise they can like ghost you whatever on the apps. I remember one time, I remember it was so fucked up and I think I'm right. I think I have a pretty good head on my shoulders. I always take in my environment. I can see everything. Like if there's ever like a robbery, I'll be like, the guy had a fucking switchy eye and a mustache and 3 earrings. I know everything. So I was stood up this one night and I think the guy was there and I think he was getting off on watching women come and not, I think his thing was he would invite a woman somewhere and then show, like,
and
be
then
there.
Watch it from across the street or something.
Or watch it from like in, or like he wasn't him. The photos wasn't him. Mm-hmm. So I matched this guy. I remember he was like playing baseball in all his photos. Looked good looking. Like he was like a Mexican looking guy. Very cute, younger, nice skin. I remember I was like, he's like, okay, we'll meet here. I'm like, this is going to go to my house. So I met at, what's that bar? Jay's Bar in Silver Lake.
Yep.
Close to my house. I'm like, let's go somewhere convenient. Had a couple of drinks before I got there. I like to be a little loose. And I remember going up to the bar and I sat down. And on the way there in Uber, he unmatched me. And I went, okay, calm down. So I walked in the bar and I sat down. Like right when I got out of the Uber, I'm like, oh, what is he? I'm like, what is the time he's going to be here? I was like, oh, I'm here. And I was like, I'm here. I'm like, the message is gone. And I'm like, and we had been talking for like 5 days, making plans, like checking in on me, like a lot of messaging through the app. So I sit down and I remember this guy looks at me at the end of the bar, big guy, fat, ugly, like just like gross man. I just see him looking at me at the end of the bar and I was like, and the way he looked at me was like, he knows me. And I'm like, okay. So I order a drink and I'm like, my eyeballs are, I'm on the verge of sobbing. Like this thing is like the third time I've been stood up, but this felt like more specific. And I was like, stand there. I ordered a glass of wine. And the bar is like, you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, are you okay? Are you sure? And I'm like, mm-hmm. And I remember because I've been at the bar a lot. So I think he recognized me. He's like, you let me know if anything. I'm like, no, I'm good. Drank wine. I like brought my notebook out. I pretended I was like journaling. And I was like, in my head, I'm like crying. I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. So like, I was like so upset. And I clocked this guy. And I like, I paid for my bill. And I like sat there and I enjoyed my wine. And then I like went on my phone for a second. And I walked out. I called an Uber. And I'm like, I know that the way that guy looked at me.
That was him.
It was him. He had a fake fucking account and he just wanted to fucking get off on just watching women come and be a piece of shit.
Fucking thing.
And then I remember the Uber ride home was the best because I get in the car and the second the door closed, I start bawling. just like, I'm so upset. And it's just like, I don't even know what the accent was. He sounded like the Swedish chef. He's like, oh my God, no, what's the problem? And I was like, kind of laughing. I'm like, I just got stood up. He's like, why would anyone do anything to you? You're beautiful woman. And I'm like, this guy is a fucking muppet. Like, this is crazy. I'm like, you need to stop right now, please. Yeah. And he got me out. He was actually very sweet. He's a very nice Uber driver. But I was like, it was so fucked up. It was, okay, I have a nice night. I'm like, you need to leave. But I'm like, that's the first time I ever felt like they were there. So I've been stood up a bunch. It's like, you know, like those are the worst when you go there. I'm like, who has the time to plan all this?
And sit there.
You're like,
really
sick.
Putting the time in. No effort, but the time.
Oh, yeah. So much time.
Isn't that weird?
Weird.
All time, no effort.
I
know what that's like.
Lot of time. You put a lot of effort in. But now I'm happy and I want to marry Jefferson so badly.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We talk about it all the time.
How long have you been together now?
Year and a half.
What's the longest relationship for you? Serious relationship. 7 years. That's a long time.
But I was young. 19 to 24. Very young. Right out of college. But this is the first time I've never felt this in love with anyone before. Like the way I look at him, the way I think about him all the time. Like I never felt like this. This is like beyond. I'm like, was I ever in love before? I felt like it was like young love, I think, is one thing. But like when you get to this age, there's like, I'm like infatuated with him in a way that's like, I've also never dated somebody that I've been so impressed with his talent. Like it's such a fucking turn on. I'm like, God, he plays the piano. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like soaked. I'm like, this is like insane watching you. He's so funny too. Like I've never dated someone where everyone is like, God, he's funny. Like he's like not even, it is comedy kind of, but like he didn't start as a comedian, but he's just like, he's funnier than half the comics I know. He's like funny as hell. I'm lucky.
You are lucky. I'm happy for you, Steph Tolev. Thank you for coming and doing this.
Thank you for having me. Please watch my special.
Yeah, promote it again.
On Netflix, called Filth Queen, produced by All Things Comedy. If you don't like me, at least just keep it on. Just keep it on. Here's the thing, too. My opening, the opening alone is gonna hook you in. My cold open is Chef's Kiss. Better believe Bill's in there. Better believe old Billy Burr's in there.
I love it. Good for you, Steph Tolev.
Thank you for having me.
Social media, where do they find you?
Just follow me on Instagram. I'm shadow banned and everything else. At Steph Tolev. Do not follow me on TikTok. I can't post anything. Because I made a bully. A guy was making fun of me saying I was ugly. So I screenshotted his comments and I was reading his comments and I got dinged for harassment and bullying.
Nah.
So I'm done. Yeah, so Instagram at Steph Tolev, watch my special. Listen to my podcast, Steph Infection. Ryan's been on it.
I'm coming back.
You're coming back.
I'd love to.
Yeah, you have to.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
Thank you guys as well. Ryan Sickler is always on your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.